Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to
the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'm chairing this meeting for just one action item, and a very important one, and that's for a few directors to be sworn in. Director Conley, Director Fowler, Director McCormick, Director Sapinski, and Director Jim Thompson will take the oath of office, and Brent Meyer will be presiding over the ceremonies.
I state your name.
I, Brent Meyer.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
The Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
And without mental reservation.
And without mental reservation.
Or for purpose of evasion.
Or for purpose of evasion.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Perform the duties of the office.
Perform the duties of the office.
Of Director of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District.
Of Director of the Papio Missouri Natural Resources District.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my abilities.
And I do further swear.
And I do further swear.
That I do not advocate.
That I do not advocate.
Nor am I a member of.
Nor am I a member of.
Any political party.
Any political party.
Or organization.
Or organization.
That advocates the overthrow of the government.
That advocates the overthrow of the government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Or of this state.
Or of this state.
By force or violence.
By force or violence.
And that during such time.
And that during such time.
As I am in this position.
As I am in this position.
I will not advocate.
I will not advocate.
Nor become a member of.
Nor become a member of.
Any political party or organization.
Any political party or organization.
That advocates the overthrow.
That advocates the overthrow.
Of the government of the United States.
Of the government of the United States.
Or of this state.
Of this state.
By force or violence.
By force or violence.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If I can have you one more time, have you signed your oath?
Well done.
Well done.
Congratulations. You got to sign.
You got to sign your oath.
Sign your oath. You're re-up for four more.
Congratulations. I'll have a bite of beer tonight. It's funny how that works.
I was only taking that one at Sailor's recited. Pretty close to that.
How many is this? Three, four?
This is late. Four? Yeah, I'll be going over 20 for sure. Yeah.
There you go.
Good work. Very good game. Here you go.
One more
year.
I'm ready to vote.
Let's go.
Okay. Nice work, Vice Chairman Bradley.
Item two,
Open Meetings Act, a copy of the Open Meetings Act. Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda items. The directors will hear subcommittee chairman's reports with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt director's discussion and action. Thank you. All right. Item 3, quorum call.
Present.
Bradley. Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Henderson.
Present.
Jack.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Teaser. Thompson.
Here.
And Sherman.
Here.
And I have an excused absence for Director Rich Teaser. Item 4, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
And Sherman.
Yes.
Sorry
about
that.
Yes.
Item 5, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Burnett?
Yes.
And
Bradley?
Yes.
And Sherman?
Yes. Item 6, I have proof of publication of the meeting notice, and it will become part of the permanent record of this meeting. Items 8, agency association reports and presentations. Item 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Service Report. Andy Bonenkamp, District Conservationist. Go ahead, Andy.
Good evening. Good to be here tonight. Just going to go through kind of where we're at right now with programs throughout the field offices, and then kind of an update on just some staff that I've got and what they're up to. Right now we're busy just focusing on EQIP rankings. So Environmental Quality Incentives Program state ranking deadline is the 31st of January. Our local deadline for all the local fund pools that we've got is February 21st. So all my employees are busy doing assessments, estimates for projects, and then going through and ranking those so we can see how much money we've got to fund each one of those applications. And then, you know, one of my kind of main duties as a district conservationist is to make sure my employees are, you know, following along in their development of their career. And one of those opportunities are any of the extra things they can do outside of their normal duties. Details are one of them. And then also being members on councils or other groups that is going to just help them enhance their career, but then also help advance our mission and push the conservation side of things. And so Jason McCauley, he's the resource conservationist in the Dakota City Field Office. He was just picked to serve as a detail as the urban ag specialist for the state of Nebraska. So that's a pretty good deal for us, since a lot of the urban ag type practices and urban ag type, you know, interest is in this NRD. So really great thing. And then along that's the same lines there, Tom English is the soil conservationist in Blair, and Robin Bile is the soil conservationist in Walt Hill. They were nominated to the Nebraska Urban Ag and Conservation Council for NRCS in Nebraska. So we've got a really good group on some really good key kind of leadership positions within our state that I'm hoping will kind of launch us into, you know, being at the forefront of this urban ag idea that we've are supporting. So I guess that's really all I have. Yeah, we're just, you know, in terms of the urban ag and small-scale farming, you know, I think NRCS is really poised right now. This will be kind of our first year where we're really diving in headlong with some of the new practices that are available through EQIP and some of the other funding sources, but we're really just kind of scratching the surface now. And so I'm just really happy we've got three employees in our NRD that are going to be, you know, leading that effort within our NRD and really hoping to kind of push this along. You know, no doubt there's going to be a lot of funds available for things like that. So that's all I have for tonight.
Any questions for Andy?
I do.
Andy, yeah.
Sometime down the pike here, I'd like to sit down with your and start talking urban.
Sure.
As you know, I've been on the urban RPG for some time since we're a little, now we're a big subcommittee on the national side. And we've only had one urban grant come out of Nebraska, which has just been killing me.
Okay.
So I'd like to make sure you're getting all the information and maybe sit in some of our, you can sit in some of our meetings as well as we have monthly and get a little more glued in.
Yep.
And as I work with the five other states right now, but I'm really happy this is happening.
Yeah, that's good. I just got an email probably 2 days ago about the NACD grant opportunities.
Yep.
They're really, you know, there's a lot of dollars invested there that they're looking for projects and looking for proposals. So, you know, if we miss the boat this year, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for next year, but I think the turnaround's in March sometime, but we might still have a chance. I don't know. You know, if we can collaborate on that, that'd be great.
Yeah. When I got down to Louisiana for the NACD, we have a lot of our grant recipients come back, and they tell these great stories on how they've actually built capacity, brownfields, et cetera, in this urban environment. And it's really kind of cool, and we're looking for the ones that are lasting and really building within the community. So hopefully we can take this someplace.
Good. Yeah, and there's been a lot of tribal interest with, you know, the two tribes that we have in the NRD, and they're taking on, you know, an interest to be food sovereign. And so that's a big deal for our agency to see how we can help them do that. It's way new for us to kind of fit that into the conservation side of things, but, you know, it fits the mission right now. So
great.
Another, you know, part of that, that's within our NRD. So
thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Danny. Item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resources Districts, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you. Just one item, the upcoming NERD conference is going to be on January 24th and 25th in Lincoln. It looks like we've got a full house. Everyone's going. You should all have this somewhere in your packet. It does state what senators are going to be attending our dinner at Misty's with HDR, and all of us that are also staff, everything. So just so you have an idea who's there, if you want to talk to them personally, it is a great time to actually connect with your state senators as well as the other NRDs across the state. And hopefully maybe we'll even get to see the new governor there as well. So that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 8C, Legislative Report, Catalyst Public Affairs, Tim Gay. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you. Congratulations, all of you just got sworn in. It's great to have a consistent board, that's for sure, Chairman Sapinski. Then also I'd like to say, Director Fowler and Director Japp, if you need anything, the NARD or legislative, you know, call me if there's any way we can improve, or any of you for that matter. But let us know. You know, we got a new legislature, new senators, new governor. So we'll go with that. John, thank you for John handed out in your packet some of the things we wanted to talk about. A legislative calendar we included in there, just so you know. This is a long legislative session, which means they're drafting a budget. So it's 90 days stretched out. If they go the complete 90 days, clear to June 9th. So there's a lot of breaks in between there and things like that. So the first 60 days will probably be hearings. That usually takes up about 60 days generally, depending on how many bills are in there, but there are a lot of bills coming. Right now, we're in day 7, they're drafting bills and dropping bills, having rules, debates, committee assignments. We also included a committee sheet. They had committees, kind of fought about them a little bit, and then came out with the final committee sheet. So the one you have here is kind of where we're at. There's a new Natural Resources Committee members on there, which includes new senators and some returning senators. So that'll be interesting. The same chairman, Chairman Bosselman, is the chair of that. So he's got 2 years left on 2 years left in his 8 years that he gets to serve. So anyway, that's going on. We've also included a sheet, should be in there, the senator's contacts. If it's not, John has all this, we can get to you. It's the senators and their emails and phone numbers and districts where they're from. As far as bills go, there's two pages here of bills, just the first ones we catch, and it's just everyone's kind of keeps eyes out on what would be affected. We will then call Dean Edson, and we always touch base with Dean as well, and we compare notes always. He's always been great to work with. But anyway, a couple we caught. One is, I know Director Teaser's gone today, but that riparian, remember they put money in. It wasn't enough, and Senator Lathrop and others had a little heartburn with it. Now that there's a lot of money, Senator Hughes's replacement, Senator Ibaugh, has put in for, I think, it's $6 million on that. So it's a, he'll be happy to see that, and we'll see where that goes. But anyway, that's in there. There's some bills on there that we put in that deal with taxation. Epic consumption tax is called, which would kind of – I'm no expert on this, so we're going to learn more. But it would basically do away with property taxes, which we're funded by now. So that's something, obviously, to keep an eye on of how that would all work if it goes. So there's a constitutional amendment that he's trying to let the voters decide, and then there's another one that the legislature would work on it. Either way, the legislature would have to create all new rules. That's one of these things, just so you know, I think it had 20-some sponsors just a year ago, and several – I think there's a couple states actually passed that. So it's not a – you know, frivolous idea. It's happening in a few other states. So we're keeping a close eye on that. There's some bonding issues and there's some unfunded mandates. The unfunded mandates we put on there probably doesn't affect you a ton, but anything the state would direct you to do, they would have to pay for. So that's probably good for other governments. Senator Blood is doing that, and that's one of those things we'll see where that goes if she can get more support on that. Last year, she prioritized that bill, and they just kind of ran out of time and ran out of energy. But other than that, like I say, today's day 7. Day 10 is actually next Wednesday, so we'll have a good summary of all the bills, take a harder look at them, because like I say, we're just at the like 30,000-foot level, say that would be something we're interested in. So if you see bills, too, that have any way catch your attention, you know, let John know or call us, but probably just let John know. In between, John and I have had a couple of meetings with NACO and other people to talk about floodway issues, some floodway issues and regulation of the floodway. So there's more meetings to be done with that. It's probably too late to do anything legislatively on that until we get more information of who would enforce it, how would it work, and some of those things. So that's going on. The sheriffs actually enforce that a lot of times, as you all know. So we want to do some more research on that. Other than that, on the NARD dinner, Director Fowler, we'll look at that too. We plan on being there, so maybe make introductions. And if you have a list of the senators that said they're coming, we'll try to get them there. They're busy a lot of times on the night after the reception, and then there's a dinner.
Yeah.
But we'll try to get some of the new ones there, and I might hit some of you up to, if you have a friend, which I know several of you do, some of these senators, maybe a quick email. We can write the email for you, and then you can just forward it on to them. Maybe that would help to get a few more at the dinner or something. I don't know. So, but there's always a lot of things going on for them, so sometimes they want to come back. Our senators want to come back home, you know, and they don't have to stay overnight all the time. But other than that, it's not a lot. You follow the legislature, I know, on your own too, but a lot of this, it's getting off to a little rocky start, some fighting going on. We'll see what happens. We're working hard to go meet the new senators and watching the bills they introduced to kind of get a feel for where they're at, what their interest would be. And we'll certainly go. We've got John and I to make sure and others. But we want to talk to those senators, of course, on the committee, Natural Resources Committee, and any new senators in your district that have got elected that we haven't touched base with. Now that they're out of campaign mode, we can start talking about what you do and kind of start educating them on and on. It's an ongoing thing. So other than that, short and sweet, and any questions, happy to try to answer.
Dr. Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering about what's the chances of Senator Kavanaugh, Kayla, the Big Lake requiring no eminent domain. Or yes.
Eminent domain. She put in a bill on eminent domain that could not be used at all. Right now you can use it. They said multiple times we weren't going to use eminent domain unless we needed, you know, an acre here and an acre there. She says you can't use it at all. I don't know. The whole lake idea is we're watching on several bills, Perkins Canal, other things that are happening that will still be in there. I have not seen it, Lincoln Water. So if there's talk of another location and different things like this, I'm hearing, and who knows? I don't want to speculate too much, Director Bradley, because it's just that, and I'm always wrong when I speculate too much. But anyway, we are looking for that bill and different funding mechanisms or where it would be. Several of the people, remember, that were on that committee are now gone, so I don't know where it goes. I'm actually looking in the next few days on to see what's happening on that lake. I haven't heard much about it. You know, I did hear the bids or something were slowed down or they're behind, or but it'll be interesting to see the momentum of that. And this is just my take on it, but all the different things they did in that Star Wars bill are kind of done, or they're not done, but you know, you had like McConaughey, you had Ponca, you had five or six different things, and everybody had something in that package and kind of got what they wanted, and except that lake. So they're just doing a study. So I don't know if those people say, hey, I got what I needed and not that much interested in this big lake that's going to cost whatever. I don't know. But I think those projects they need to get done, like the marinas and some of those things, where those are at. So there's a lot still to go on and look into, and that's definitely on our list. So thank you for bringing that up.
Any other questions? Director Japp?
Just one basic question. Do you anticipate Governor Pillen to take any different track than Governor Ricketts had overall as governor?
Yeah. Yeah, Director Japp, that's, again, or you know, the speculation part here. Yeah, I think, you know, I've heard on the canal, he's a big supporter of that. The one thing we're looking, I think we should all pay attention to is LIDS. You know, the governor wants to keep his own spending at the state level at 0% flat. And in inflationary times, that'll be a challenge. But I've also heard, and again, I have not seen the bill yet as of today, that he wants to keep local spending to 2%. So there's LIDS. And here there's some bonding issues and requirements and things like that. There's other things that I would say to you and any other government entities we represent is, you know, erosion of local control is getting worse and worse. So I think that's something we should all pay attention to. I guess this is my philosophy, but maybe I think it's yours, is, you know, elected officials who have a lot more knowledge on the issue are being eroded. Like, you can't do that on several of these bills or things you can't do, like a joint public agency and things like that. Whether you do that or not, the fact that they're taking some of these creative ideas of public-private partnerships and things away is concerning. So I think that's one of those things. Long answer, I'm sorry, Director, but I think the spending will be interesting if he really gets done what he wants to do. He's obviously very conservative, and his ag leanings might be good for you, because as conservation and land and all those things, I think there's probably some things that he would think are good with the NRDs, or I don't know if he's had, I've never heard him say anything bad. I don't know, John, have you seen anything? So I think it's one of those things, let's go find out. And is he coming, Director Fowler, do you know? Did Dean invite him?
He'll be invited, but yeah.
So, but with that ag background, Director Japp, I think it's a good opportunity. Maybe I'm sure he's interested in how land and resources are being used. So let's go find out.
Does he seem like he's interested in addressing the property tax issue as far as reducing property taxes?
Well, that word, yeah, for who isn't, for the last 20 years I've been talking about that. So, yeah, I think on that it's through the LIDS is probably what he's looking at. I don't know, you know, who knows, but Director, and two, that's why I say if you want us, if there's specific things you want to keep an eye on, certainly property taxes, everyone talks about it. We don't get into that too much unless it's going to erode your tax base. then that's why we follow the property tax issue. Just an awareness issue. That's up to you to decide how to tax. But the LIDs, so we're looking for LIDs. We're looking for any ability that they're going to take away from you, those kind of things, and then all sorts of water issues and, right. and other issues. You cover a lot of things, but that's kind of our philosophy. Now, if that's different, you know, John will tell us, hey, maybe look into this or that, but when we do a big scan, that's what we're looking for.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else? Thank you, Tim.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Time.
Under item 8, I might also mention that Director Larry Bradley was recently reelected to the Nebraska Natural Resources Commission. May he give a quick update? Go ahead, Larry.
Thank you. In all fairness to Gene, he's usually really good with the agenda. I forgot to tell her, hey, I got reelected, so appreciate John going to wherever it was in West Point and Jim. And threw me under the bus, but they okay. Going to bat for me, and I look to represent us for another 4 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 9, subcommittee reports. Item 9A, PLPA Director Ted Japp.
Thank you, Chairman Spinski. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 10th, 2023 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted. Incorporated in these minutes and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item number 1, District Affirmative Action Policy for 2023. It's recommended that the Papio Missouri River's NRD's Affirmative Action Policy for 2023 be adopted and incorporated into the District Policy Manual. And I so move. Is there any discussion?
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Mason?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Harmon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
And Chairman?
Yes. Nice work, Director Japp. Item 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the January 10th, 2023 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B1, WP4, Project Construction Bids. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute a construction contract with General Excavating for the WP4 Regional Basin Project in an amount not to exceed $10,275,505, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Director Thompson?
On that, too, someone asked about the bids we had that we rejected, and I don't have that in front of me. I think we saved $700,000 by delaying the award of this, which is fantastic, and it had to do with diesel prices. I'm curious, I'm coming to Maury.
Hey.
I'm curious. Did these three vendors bid when we rejected, and how close were all of them?
So Valley and Graham were the only two bidders we had last time. Graham's bid came in a couple hundred thousand lower than their bid in June. And Valley's bid was significantly higher than their first.
Okay. But it was still higher than them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lori. Any other director questions? Director Japp?
I had a brief question. When would this project start as far as construction?
We're targeting March 1st.
Do you have any idea how long it might take?
About 18 months.
Anyone else? Directors? Roll call.
Fowler?
Yes.
Henningsen?
Yes.
Japp?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Ed Sherman?
Yes.
9B2, amendments to Appendix H, Rules and Regulations for the Rural Water Systems. Recommendation that the proposed amendments to the District Policy Manual, Appendix H, Rules and Regulations, Rural Water Supply Systems, be approved with the revision that non-essential water usage under Level 3 of the Water Emergency Plan be specifically identified, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as to formed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any public comment on this item? Staff? Directors? Josh?
Just very quickly, I was able to talk since Tuesday with staff about some revised language. It looks good. It gets us where we all wanted to go on Tuesday, so I think we're good to go.
Great. Thank you. Any other directors? Roll call.
Anderson?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Hi.
Davidson?
Yes.
Yes. 9B3. Mender Youth Hunting Agreement with Nebraska Game and Parks. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute proposed youth mentoring hunting agreement with Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Right. Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Jeff?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
That completes my report, Chairman.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through J all inclusive and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the permanent minutes. Yeah, so moved.
Second by Director Thompson. Public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Bennington?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
And
Chairman? Yes. Okay, item 11, Chairman's Report. If you would indulge me just for a minute or so, as former Chairman Thompson has done in the past, I feel it's important. I feel compelled to offer some highlights of 2022 before we move forward. I think many of you would agree that 2022 was an interesting year, you know, a completely irrational supply chain, hopefully the tail end of COVID, record high inflation. You know, some of 2022 was a mess, but in spite of that, the Papio NRD really hasn't missed a beat. In fact, I think we became even stronger in 2022. A couple highlights that I thought were important to bring forward. First, we had another consistent, clean, and outstanding financial audit. Almost perfect. Next, our district veteran hire promotion rate is 18.2%, which is three times the benchmark. The Papio NRD, many of you are aware of this, was the only applicant in FEMA Region 7 to receive a federal BRIC grant for $5.3 million for the construction of WP4, and that's what we just put to work a minute ago. The field offices, Blair, has been busy, been very successful getting landowners to participate in septic tank upgrades. As Andy mentioned earlier, EQIP program partnering with the NRCS. Cover crops, and we're in the planning phase of additional small flood control structures up in that area. Dakota County Field Office has been busy planning and now implementing the Cramper Lake Water Main Extension. We were able to receive a USDA grant for $1.7 million to go with a $1.9 million low-cost loan to get that done. Construction will begin this spring and take 2 years to complete, bringing much-needed upgrades to a system that's over 40 years old. Rural water mains are much like Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come. We expect many more customers up there in the years to come. Next, just recently, we were obligated over $90 million in federal U.S. Army Corps of Engineers funds through this year's Water Resource Development Act for flood mitigation projects in the district. I'll say that again, $90 million. Next, the district, I think we have a handout here, in 22 continued its usage, our low usage of overtime, and we've now reduced overtime by about 85% over the last 17 years. The Papio NRD is the only NRD in the state to secure bonding authority from the legislature and governor not only once but twice, which has resulted in over $7 million in interest savings for our taxpayers. But if you include projects and construction costs, I think it's fair to argue that we could get well over $150 million in savings to the general public on that. We've kept our mill levy static or lowered it. You guys are well aware of that. I could go on and on. We recycled 475,000 pounds of tires in Sarpy County. That's something I'm very proud of. Nice work on that. So, again, I'll stop there, but I would put our record of transparency, accountability, and success in getting projects done early, on time, and on budget up against anybody in the country. It really doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. What's clear to me, in my opinion, is that the Papio NRD is the most efficient and effective small government agency on the planet. I congratulate the staff, directors, legal counsel, everyone for a great 2022, and I can't wait to see what we get done in 2023. Take it away, John Winkler.
Can't top that one, Mr. Chairman. So I'll go through my report real quick. Information education highlights, your director's books, you'll find some communications materials that reflect the NRD's new messaging that resulted from our education awareness initiative. These materials include elevator speech language. You've always had that conversation when you, what does the NRD do? And so this will give you a little five-minute elevator speech that you can say exactly what we do. And then also there's some stickers and some other kind of fun things that we're using to give away at public events. If you need anything in that relation, contact Jennifer. Personnel miscellaneous items, after all this turnover and new hires, glad to report no personnel miscellaneous items. So everybody seems to be working quite well. Kevin did touch on the district overtime report. And again, we showed this year is a little over $5,000 for the year for overtime. Majority of that is probably rural water, just because water main breaks. They always happen at the wrong time, Saturday nights or over the holidays or whatever. So, but Justin and his crew did a good job. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached. As well as the current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel, the watershed partnership meeting scheduled for it's tentatively scheduled for Thursday, February 23rd. I'd like to also congratulate all the directors that took the oath of office tonight. Look forward to working with you for another 4 years. It should be an interesting legislative session. Bunch of new senators, as Tim indicated, a new governor, new administration. So. It'll be a little while feeling everybody out as far as where they stand, but so far so good on the bill introductions, and hopefully by next Wednesday, the last day, we'll know exactly what we're facing when we meet at the end of January in Lincoln. So if any questions, happy to answer them. If not, completes my report.
Director Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Follow on the state of the NRD, Chairman Spinski, and General Manager report. Y'all got the emails December 25th, 24th about the flooding on the Missouri River. In addition to or spinning off from the great success we've had in 22, moving into the General Manager report, and the fact that we've got a nice new board. Yeah, this is my seventh time taking the oath, but the four year break because I just didn't get enough votes. You know, I'm back, and I'm really proud to work with you. We have a great board. Of the terms that I've served, and I think Fred is teaser, we've got a good board. In addition to Josh, you'll learn quick, and that sort of thing. But getting back to John Winkler, when we went through that, and the I won't go into too many details, but the general manager of MUD had a real issue, so did OPPD. And if Eric Williams is listening, thank you, OPBD, for keeping on top of us, on top of the problem of ice jam on the Missouri River. And I just couldn't believe they didn't have, that they, Corps of Engineers, didn't have a plan to deal with ice jams. You know, with that, when John Winkler gets involved, we saw a class act to line everything up. As a result of that potentially severe problem with the lack of water and lack of electricity in a major part of the metropolitan area, we're going to save some money on the ice jam contract we have. You didn't mention that. But,
I can. I
mean, you can if you want, mm-hmm. but the details of that come when we knew our contract for ice jam on the Platte. But the credibility issue of this NRD and what Kevin said, what we have with John Winkler and the staff, I'm extremely proud to take another 4 years and go at it. Because when the governor of the state of Nebraska says, call John Winkler, what does that tell you other than we're doing pretty good? And thank you, John Winkler, for your leadership on that. But now the governor of Nebraska, former governor, is now a United States senator, and that can only help us. And I sit here with kind of a nice grin that we've done a good job. I'm real proud to have that kind of credibility, almost not automatic because we earned it. And that's tremendous, and I'm looking forward to continuing this challenge within our mission. And that's, you know, the Corps of Engineers has jurisdiction on the Missouri River. The fact that we're lending support for the good of the order, that says a lot. So thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome, and thank you. But I think I was he told me, call me, because I'm the only dumb enough one to answer my phone on Christmas Eve day. But and Amanda, I pulled her in, obviously, as we started getting, I pulled her in to organize the vendors and the everything. But one thing did come out of it is that we did make contact with a new explosives vendor. The current one we have is in Oklahoma, and we found a new one that's closer. Response time's better. It will be more economical to get them on board as in a contract. So we're pursuing them, that they hopefully will agree to do that. So we got something out of it. Now, we worked, Christmas Eve and Christmas Eve Day, and then Christmas Day. And then a couple days after, but it was a learning experience. We did what we could do, and then when our services were no longer needed, then we quietly exited stage right. But when I did get the call from the OPPD director or the president, Javier Fernandez, it was basically this was his last call. I mean, he had no other options. And so the governor directed him to call us, and not our jurisdiction. It could have been very easy to say, hey, it's not our problem, and, here's a couple numbers you can call. But we stepped up, and we got everybody involved that we could, and we tried some various things that didn't work. We had some things that we thought would work, but they didn't allow them. That was the story. But I think if you talk to MUD and OPPD, they were extremely thankful that they had someone that they could contact that at least responded to them. So
I think what that says, to your point, Jim, is that our leadership is not really a local level or the eastern seaboard of Nebraska. Our leadership is the state level, the halls of Congress, and even the Pentagon. We affect that many decisions. That is something to be proud of. So. Nice work, John.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And again, thank Amanda, too, for helping. She was, it did get me out of Christmas Mass, half of it. So my wife wasn't happy about that, but so thank you.
All right. Item 13, a couple items to be aware of. We are closed January 16th for Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The NRD conference, Lincoln, that Tim Fowler mentioned earlier, I'm glad you're all coming to that. That's going to be, I believe, the biggest staff I've seen in 4 years. I'm very proud of that, too. Next meeting is February 9th. And with that, we are adjourned.